as a filmmaker and as someone with a definite point of view, and you know, obviously talking to the two of you today, you can, you know, you understand this is these are obviously issues that you guys think about all the time, or else you wouldn't have made a film about it. How did you resist the urge to be too heavy-handed or too overt in getting the messages you wanted to get across?
Well, I think that for me, it was really about pursuing the artistic craft. And for me, I enjoy most the stories in the films that don't preach to me, that don't have this heavy-handed advocacy perspective, because then it becomes a different piece. And we were really interested in developing a story arc that was true to, you know, to universal story, storytelling methods. And we were very much invested in creating this longitudinal arc that really looked at the coming of age of these two boys. Because ultimately, our real goal at the end was to really be able to express these boys and to show who they were, for them to be seen for who they were. And that meant really pursuing a storytelling approach that didn't preach. You lose certain audiences when you become too preachy. And when you tell your message and you drill down on your message, you end up at times just preaching too much to the converted. And I have full faith in the power of storytelling, where things are open-ended and you can let conversations happen where hopefully the most constructive solutions happen.